201 and 0, Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is this caller on air with the champ? Nah, doesn't sound like the homie S supposed to call in, man. I just talked to him, man. Hold on. 201 and 0. I pieced up that UFC fighter, man. I beat his ass. For real, though, man. That motherfucker was stalling with the fucking gloves. Stalling with the gloves, man. Hold on a second. Then he got pieced up, man. Hold on a second. This one fan of mine from Tennessee. I'm gonna make sure that's him on the switchboard now. Yeah, we're going to expose all the mainstream bullshit. Yo. Hey, bro, is that you? Is that you on the switchboard, 111? Yeah, because I didn't want to put the mental dude on, the Stanley guy. Yeah, because that's why I was off. So that's you, so I'm... It says 11111. Is that you?
No. Not
1111. Oh, that's what I thought. I'm like, fuck, man. I'm like, you... Yeah, call in right now, bro. I'm on air. Nah. You just gotta just call. You know the number. Just call right now. I'll put you on, man. I don't want to put on any of these mental crazy haters by accident. So call in from your number. Don't block it. All right, sure. Yeah, that's right. You fucking deluded haters, man. You motherfuckers better hear the truth, man. You better hear the truth, man. I don't do radios that much anymore, man. This motherfucker, he knows boxing. He's a big fan of Charlie Z. He's a big fan of the Anthony Thompson fight. When I beat Anthony Thompson, you're going to hear about it right now. You're on there with the GOAT, 201 and 0.
You're a faggot, bitch. You're a faggot.
That's why I have a girlfriend, and I'm gonna knock you the fuck out if you do come to LA, motherfucker.
You're a faggot.
Put you on. Hey, we're gonna talk about how mentally ill you are, though, man. We're gonna talk about how mentally ill you are. Hey, that UFC fighter, how I two-pieced him. Did you see that?
You're a faggot.
Hey,
you're a faggot.
Hey, S, tell this retard, man, who's the greatest of all time, man? This is the mental guy that I was talking about, man. Tell this retard, who's the greatest of all time?
This guy's a loser.
Tell him.
This guy's a loser.
Tell this mental Stanley. Tell him who is the greatest boxer
as much
of all time.
As
tell
you
him
do,
in his
bro.
Face right now. I'm going to leave him on right now. Tell him.
Who is this guy, man? How many fights
you're
has
a faggot,
had?
Too, bro. Shut the fuck up. Eat a dick,
bro,
bitch.
He has zero fights. He's mentally ill. He sits at home. He will by himself. I'm knocking all these
you
motherfuckers
have zero
out.
Real
this guy
fights,
has zero
bitch.
Fights.
You have
he's
zero
calling
real
out.
Fights.
I'm 201 and 0. I just smashed the UFC guy for 200. I beat a Team Gracie guy. He talks shit. He says I assault all these people. I'm before I block him.
Wait, let him know. How much dick do you suck, bro?
You sick motherfucker. This guy called my hotel, bro.
How much dick do you suck, bro?
I'll tell you how much pussy I lick. You a fucking faggot, motherfucker.
How much do you pay for the pussy?
My dad wants to beat
you. How much do you pay for the pussy, bro?
You're a fucking retard. I'm going to turn him off, man. Yo,
wait,
for real, though.
Did he say you assaulted someone?
What?
He accused you of assaulting someone?
Yeah, everybody I
see. Hold on. How the hell does a dude who weighs 160 pounds assault a UFC dude? How can you be guilty of assaulting a pro UFC dude? I could get it if you were being accused of assaulting some dude because you punched some guy in a wheelchair. But,
no,
you know, these guys, they want to... They want to talk
you heard
shit
him, man.
And
come
say
on.
You don't fight real
normal,
fighters.
Bro?
No,
everybody
dude.
I beat. You, like, what? Give your thoughts on the Anthony Thompson fight. The Anthony
the dude
Thompson.
Was amazing. He's a legitimate boxer who has a ridiculous.
I know you
could
tell. You, like they're like, oh, we never heard of him. Yeah, maybe that's good that you never heard of him. Maybe because he's not involved in that fake box rat crap. Maybe because he's a real fighter. The real motherfuckers are the ones under the radar, man.
Dude, he's a great boxer. He had great skill. He had great movement. But I'm just confused on why they're accusing you of assaulting people because, like, they all want to accuse you and say, well, he won't try that shit with me or he won't try that shit with the real fighter. Dude.
Well, give your thoughts on literally what happened to San Diego, man. 201, man. Give your thoughts.
Dude,
for real. I mean, like.
201, okay. 201 was the dude that was fidgeting with the gloves.
Yeah, they
like
were stalling with the gloves. Like
the roided out looking dude. The roided out UFC guy.
Roided out, man. Got two-piece like a fucking
dude.
Fag, man.
He put his gloves on. He was at in his and he, then he said something like, "Are you ready?" And then as soon as he saw that you had your other glove on and you were ready, at that point he started trying to take his gloves back off. After he already said, "Are you ready?" When he had both of his
like,
on,
you
but you
he's
didn't
like,
have
you
your other one on. Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, you want a box? And he's like, with me?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, with the cameraman, man. Come on, man. What kind of question is that, man?
Yeah, I mean, the dude looked intimidating as hell. I'm not going to lie. So,
what?
Like, I don't understand. I mean, he looked intimidating. You know, big roided out UFC dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
hey,
I
listen,
mean,
man.
He didn't want
that. It only made it look better for the camera, man. The camera recording wasn't that good, but hey,
dude, I would have up with that one too, man.
That was fire, motherfucker. That was
camera.
Fire, homie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Who was that dude that was just called in?
Bro, remember the guy that when we were on the phone? Didn't I tell you? The mental dude?
Nicholas that's
Stanley?
The dude you told me about.
The
like
Michigan mentally sick guy? Bro, this guy calls my parents. He's crazy. He says when I go to Russia to be with my girlfriend, he's gonna find me in Russia. He's let him.
How many fights has he had?
Zero.
So he's wanting to. Is that the same guy that was claiming that you were ducking him?
The same mental guy that I was telling you on the phone, man. Michigan, the crazy
so
guy.
Okay, so that's the guy that was like, he wanted to fight or whatever?
Yeah, zero fights, literally zero. Just a complete nobody. Crazy kid, man.
He wants to get bumped to the front of the list? He wants to get bumped to the front of the list to fight someone who's had 200 fights and
has zero
fights?
Maybe he's suicidal. Maybe he's suicidal, bro, you know? I mean, I beat a UFC guy with two punches and
it doesn't sound
like
I ran
Chuck
Liddell
off the street. I did. What did I do to Deontay Wilder, man? What in the ring? What did you
dude,
see?
Go back
Deontay
and watch.
Wilder?
You rocked his
what?
Ass when he tried to. You rocked his ass, dude, several times.
Left hook to Wilder's jaw, man.
Times.
That was clean, right? It connected clean.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Go back and watch, dude. It was clean as hell.
Yeah, and you know, this mental guy. He says that Wilder moved back and dead. See, he's so delusional that he denies like facts, reality, like shit that's on video that you literally can't deny. That's like on there for like anybody to see. He just denies it. Yeah, he's sick, man. He's a sick motherfucker. Today, the hotel in San Diego, he was calling the hotel and this motherfucker, the girl who picked up the phone, she was like some crazy guy's like, oh my God, I'm a stalker, you know, paparazzi, you know what I mean? Don't pay attention, you know what I mean? Stalkers.
That's crazy shit, man. No, I didn't know you had people like
so
that.
So do you think 201 was a cheap shot or was it justice? I think it was justice, man, because these guys go on the air.
Dude, he was talking mad
shit.
He was wanting to fight. He was wanting to fight with his mouth. He was talking mad shit to
with
you.
His mouth,
he was asking if you really wanted to fight. Then he put on both fucking gloves, and then you were like, okay, and you went to get your other glove on. So he's like, okay, like, you really want to do this? You really want to fight? And then once he saw you had your other glove on and it was already time for you to, you know, to for the fight to start. Then as soon as he saw you, dude, he just like he started trying to take his other glove off. And then I couldn't tell. I think it was like maybe a 1-2. I couldn't tell for sure what he caught him with. But
it was a left right.
But then it was like then he was saying the same. If he was a big badass, he would have left the gloves on and beat the hell out of you. But he obviously thought he wasn't going to be able to do so, so he took his gloves off. We're not talking about a street fight where he pulls out a gun or no shit like that. You both had boxing gloves on. To do what? To fight. He took
exactly.
the gloves off. He didn't want to fight.
He wanted to, like you said, he wanted to fight with his mouth without actually having to physically fight.
Yeah, he, you know, guys like,
just like
that,
Mr.
that look
Mr.
all roided out. People
on
are intimidated.
The other line that's on hold. Yeah, but no, I mean, look, man, I fucked him up. And look, this one other dude I want to knock out is some UFC guy, Jorge Masvidal, some bum. I don't even know who the fuck. I've seen him video talking shit. Look, Joe Rogan went on the radio running his mouth about me. Like I said, I catch these dudes. This dude, I see him at the gym. He's probably thinking, because they all know I live in L.A. Nobody thought I'd even go to San Diego. It was just like random to everybody. You know, like, boom, Charlie comes to San Diego and wins, you know? Because I usually go to Vegas whenever I go out of it. It's not out of the state, but
it's
out of the city.
Oh, it pisses them off when you win, dude.
What?
They get pissed. I said it pisses them off when you win.
Yeah, so then when he sees me, what scared him? Like, that I was 90 pounds lighter than him? No, what scared him was that my demeanor, that I would have, when he told me he's UFC, he's 250, and I'm like, really, UFC, 250? I'm like, come on, me and you, motherfucker, right now. And he's like, oh, I got to work out, though. I'm like, oh, you'll work out a little bit later, man. Come on.
Dude,
I got to lift some weights. I'm like, you'll work out a little bit later, man. Come on, man. I got something for you, man. Let's go, man.
Did he? Yeah.
I literally got this motherfucker, but I didn't drag him in, but I basically did. I'm like, come on, man. In the room. I throw the gloves on the floor. I'm like, put those on. You said, you're UFC, right? I'm like, put those on. And this motherfucker, that's what, see, okay, before I physically beat my opponents, I beat them mentally. Mentally, they already know that they can't fuck with me. That's it. Like, mentally, he's already thinking, like, God damn, this motherfucker is so sure he's going to fuck me up that I'd rather not even put these shit. Like, come on, man. That's why he was like, he's putting one glove on. He's thinking, all right, should I really do this? What if I really get hurt, you know? And then he's putting on the second glove, and he's like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it. And then he's like, ah, nah, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it's too late.
And I'm just thinking, I'm like, motherfucker.
You can't change your fucking mind.
What's up?
I said you can't change your fucking mind, like, right when you're fucking, you know, about to fucking touch up. That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. If he really didn't want to fight, then he could have just ran out of there and just said, hey, no, I'm not doing this. Like, because I had, like, 50 people back out. I met some Marines, like, Navy SEAL. No, there was some Navy guys, whatever, some military, a lot of military Marines and boxers and some. There was some state champion amateur boxer that was, you know, me and him were cool. Like, I said, you want to box? He's like, no, I'm good, man. I didn't hit him, man. You know, I'm not like that, bro. But when it's a commercial guy, I'm not going to be civil with them. I'm not going to be cordial with them. If it's a commercial guy, I'm gonna hurt them. And I said that. Didn't I say this before, that if I catch them, I'm gonna do what I did the day before yesterday? Didn't I say I was gonna do that?
I've been saying it forever, dude.
Exactly.
Thing,
I said if I see them, I'm not gonna negotiate with them. I'm gonna be like, let's go. They're gonna be, oh, do you want to fight, man? Do you want to sign a contract? No, there ain't gonna be none of that shit, man. Contracts don't exist in the underground. We just get down.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, man. Like, the dude was, like, a roided-out UFC dude. Like, where's all the people, all the critics who say, oh, he doesn't fight real fighters. These aren't real fights. He doesn't fight real fighters. If he was to do this to a real fighter, they would beat his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that dude was, like, intimidating as hell looking and not, like, some inactive, like, guy that you would assume doesn't know how to fight. I mean, the guy was clearly UFC fighter, roided out, who said he wanted to fight, who was talking shit, and it wasn't like you backed down from a real fighter. So, like, the people who talked shit in the past and said, oh, he wouldn't ever fuck with a real fighter, or he doesn't, dude, fucking Deontay Wilder, he's fucking, in my opinion, no, not yours so much, Charlie, but in my, he's a real fighter. You weren't intimidated or afraid of him. What the fuck more do they want? You fucking take on fucking Floyd Sr. You take on the fucking heavyweight champ, Deontay Wilder. You take on a fucking UFC, dude, where there's no ref.
Well, look, Wilder may be a real fighter, but he's a limited real fighter. But, yeah, I get your point. I mean, I beat – look, I think Anthony Thompson, the guy in Vegas, he would beat Wilder's ass.
That's such an irrelevant argument. That's such an irrelevant argument that these people are saying this shit. So I wouldn't let these people get to you, man, these fucking people. They're clowns. They don't know anything about fighting. They want to resort to fucking stupid shit like sucking. The dude wanted to talk about sucking dick. Apparently that's his expertise.
He's a fag,
maybe
man.
He knows more about sucking dick than he does fighting or technique. He didn't want to talk about fucking anything, man. He wasn't willing to talk about footwork, fucking
Stanley, he's listening, man. When I'm fucking my girl in Russia, man, what are you going to be doing? I know what he's going to be doing. When I'm fucking my girl, he's going to be sucking somebody's dick, man. He's a faggot, man. Get that faggot shit out of here, man. Fucking bitch-ass motherfucker, man. That motherfucker's gay.
Well, how do you know this dude, man?
Bro, I don't know him, man. He knows me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he just stalks the fucking champ, man. He gets all these retards on the internet. And what's your opinion on flagging my victories? How the fuck? How do you flag? That's
flagging?
Some fucking shit. I got all my shit
that's
saved
on
my
man.
Desktop. What?
That's a bitch move to try to flag a video. Like that's a bitch move. That's like
YouTube's not gonna listen. I'm a partner on YouTube. YouTube's not gonna listen to them. And because look, I'll tell you which fight got taken off. And actually, I kept putting it back on, but they kept adding. Then they asked me. They warned me. Like, if you don't take this off, we're gonna suspend you for like a few weeks. When I was married with Daria, I beat up that huge tall ass boxer in the restaurant. You seen that one?
Yeah. I remember that. That's been like a year ago, hasn't it?
Well,
or 2 years
less
ago.
Less than a year, but it's been a while ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that was bare knuckle. Okay, bare knuckle. Yeah, they can take that off. But with gloves on, even if you took one glove off, it doesn't matter. It was supposed to be it's considered a boxing match. You know what I'm saying? It even says sports.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It says
for
sports
sure.
On the shit. You
the
know
dude
what I mean?
Came to box or said he did.
Yeah, so I mean they can flag all they want. The YouTube, I've been fucking winning fights for fucking forever, man. They're not gonna. I bring excitement to the table.
Dude, you're the originator of the underground shit.
Yeah, man, and I beat all these mainstream cats, and but Deontay Wilder has a glass chin, and I mean, yeah, okay, I get, yeah, he's a fighter, but dude, the Sambo Russian. Anthony Thompson, I don't know if you've seen that fight with the ninja guy. You seen that?
The ninja dude had fucking great footwork, man. That was a great. Yeah, I remember that one.
That guy would box circles around Wilder's bitch ass.
Yeah, he had great footwork.
I'm telling you, all these underground guys, these delusional haters are like, what's their name? Hey, it don't matter what their name is. They fight better than the motherfuckers' names that you do know.
Oh, for sure, man. They don't understand. Dude, these people buy into this shit.
Hey, now, sorry to interrupt you, man. Ash, let them know about Mayweather McGregor, man. Because Charlie Z's going to get 202 in August, man. What do you think is going to be the main event, man? Charlie Z's 202? Or this Mayweather McGregor bullshit?
Charlie Z, for sure, man. The Mayweather McGregor shit is all about money. And these people are so fucking stupid that they don't realize they're standing in line behind a fucking bunch of mall chicks to pay money to watch pay-per-view fights that aren't even fucking real fights. It's not even a real fight. Even in the quote, professional boxing world, to my, in my opinion, this isn't even a fucking real fight. And a lot of fights aren't fucking real fights, but this is definitely not a fucking real fight. This is about cashing in on Conor McGregor's name and all the people that he can bring to pay-per-view sales for the UFC crowd, taking that and mixing Floyd Mayweather Jr., who hasn't fought in a couple of years, back to pay-per-view to get the money from what, you know, the revenue that, you know, he generates from his name. And it's fucking scripted. There's no way that Conor McGregor is going to win. If anything, they'll have some controversial shit to set up a trilogy to sell more tickets. But there's no way that, as like a no contest or something, but there's no way that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is going to get a fucking loss on his fucking perfect little record by this dude. I mean, it's not going to happen.
I would really want to knock that out. Look, I got that punk, Chuck Liddell, you know, in 2012. I remember I challenged Liddell on the street.
Yeah, I remember there being some issue about that. Yeah, I remember for sure.
Yeah,
like,
but
you
even
saw him on the
his
street.
Fake ass, his punk ass, you know, Liddell even said that Mayweather McGregor is a show. My enemy even said that. Because
he's telling the truth. That's true. It is a show.
I mean,
even
the fake
show.
Motherfuckers know that shit's fake, man. Come on.
Anyone who doesn't know that shit's fake is stupid, and they should be appalled. They should be bothered that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is going to be allowed to round up his fucking numbers to an even 50-0 on a guy who doesn't even fucking box. It's like this clown who hasn't had any fights and he wants to fight you when you've had 200 fights. And he wants to be bumped to the front of the fucking line. You know what I mean? You're 2-1, yeah. But,
but Mayweather's a joke, though. He's not even... Like I said, I got 49 asterisks on his record, man. Like, I just would not take... Anybody who fights once a year, twice a year... I just don't take and I knocked his dad out and he never ever, and I even beat his boy Deontay and he never wants to step up, and you know, of course he's gonna lose to me. Everything goes against him in that fight. Experience, power,
oh, for
speed,
sure. The
height,
risk
reach
versus the reward, you know,
skills,
it's not there.
Everything. It's all wrong for him. I got a cruiserweight reach. I'd keep him, I could do whatever. I could outbox him, keep him at bay, and just pop him with the jab. I could rush him, knock him out, like, right away. Like, shoulder roll, all the power punches I throw, I give him a killer six. He covers with his shoulder. I'll break his shoulder. Then I'll break his fucking face. Boom, left, right, left, right. I'll break right through his guard, just like I did to his daddy. Even worse, because I'm a lot better now than when I knocked his dad out. I was really fatigued that fight, man. I uploaded that fight today with a real title. It said Pound for Pound King Charlie Zelenov knocks out Floyd Mayweather Sr., not sucker punches Floyd Mayweather Sr., how these HBO retards titled it.
Dude, yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I definitely won't be watching Mayweather versus McGregor. So if you're posting something for sure,
what are your thoughts
watching
on Charlie Z versus Mayweather Jr. if that fight ever goes down? Because if I ever see him at a gym, you know, what do you think is going to happen?
Dude, I'm just going to be honest, man. I'm going to be honest. I think Floyd Mayweather Jr. is an amazing defensive fighter. I don't think he would be able to handle your power or your volume. I don't. I think that he would cause you to miss some shots for sure. But I don't think he could handle your power, dude. I don't think he could. Or the volume. Like, I just don't think he could handle that shit. That's just the truth. I think he would try to, like, run for a little while and try to wear you down, but as soon as you caught his ass, you know, it's fucking lights out, dude. Fucking shattered jaw.
Yeah. And the thing is the speed, honestly. The speed, man. I'm faster than him.
Oh, you got speed, but I'm just saying
I'm faster than him, and I hit a lot harder than him. And I'm
twice as hard,
bigger than
for
him.
Sure.
And it's just like there's no,
no
he has
sure.
no advantage at all whatsoever.
No,
no.
I will say that he's good at defense, man. So I think he could.
Well, he's good at
he
against guys that are 5'5". against guys that are 5'5" that don't know how to fucking volume, that don't volume. I'm a volume, high volume puncher. Every fight, you see how I,
for sure,
bam, 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 bam. That's all I do, is I'm always throwing punches. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're always hard. They're not just the
score
point.
Hard-ass punches. Defense, like, you know what I'm saying? Defense against what? You know what I'm saying? You put in Charlie Z in front of him, like
true.
You said. It's lights out for him. And he's too small. Because I shattered jaws in heavyweights,
small.
Like Derek the Giant. You remember with Derek the Giant? Remember that fight with Derek the Giant?
That dude was fucking like over 300 fucking pounds, dude.
Yeah, he was 300 pounds. 6'4", 300 pounds, yeah. Mike Floyd would not be able to defend against that. That motherfucker would just get him on the ropes and just knock his ass out. That's it. He would just maybe run for 30 seconds until Derek cuts the ring and knocks him out. That's it. I literally, my jab popped Derek the Giant, and Derek the Giant was moving back. My jab was knocking him back. I was about 165, 170. I weighed in for that fight. I walk around about a little less now. I'm like 160, 160 now, 165 at the most.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, and the UFC.
So
all the haters listening, man, about the 201. I mean, ain't no damn controversy about that, man. One to the jaw,
like controversy.
One to the eye.
Like, it'd be different if it was a fucking soccer mom carrying a fucking two bags of groceries and you sucker punched her ass. That's different. You're talking about a dude who put on fucking gloves, said he wanted to fucking fight, is roided out, had I don't know how much weight he had on you, and he was fucking...
He said he was 250.
A fucking UFC, dude. So, hell no, there's not any controversy. I mean, you didn't hit his ass with a fucking pipe. You had on gloves. He had on gloves. That's a fucking fight. That's a fight. We put on the gloves, we're fucking fighting. If I don't like something you did, I respond with my fucking gloves on, with my fist, not my mouth. That's what you do in a fight. You don't take him off and talk shit. If he thought you did something wrong, the time to settle the fucking score was when he still had the fucking gloves on. And to handle
after I hit him with that one
boxing,
too. If he wanted revenge, if he really wanted revenge, he would have just fought back. He would have just attacked me back.
And he said
I
heard him say some shit on there. So I couldn't make it out for sure. Something about...
you really want to fight him? Like, motherfucker, we just fought.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, like, you guys agreed to box. You didn't agree to fucking shoot each other. You didn't agree to fucking mixed martial arts. You guys agreed to fucking box.
Yeah, he said it came out of his mouth. It came out of the horse's mouth. He said box. You want to box me?
I'm just saying, man. I'm like, lose. But if I didn't like something you did, and we've agreed to a boxing match, I'm not going to take them off. Fuck. I'm at least going to go out, you know, fucking trying. And especially if I've got fucking, you know, that much weight on you and I'm a roided out UFC, dude. So I don't, anybody who's
well,
fucking
felt
looking
that power.
At that.
He felt that power. He was like, fuck that. And
yeah,
that wasn't
fucking
even my best hit. That was like 55% of my power, maybe 60. And now going back to 2014, because this schizophrenic Nicholas Stanley guy, who he's still in the motherfucking radio, you know, in the ring, outside the ring, wild a cheap shot at me and got DQ'd, and I still landed some nice body shots on him. But we're talking a whole different Charlie Zonoff now. But in the ring, when I rushed Deontay, I caught him with that left. I don't care what anybody says in the ring. How do you see that fight, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, left hook, I mean, and...
But the left hook fucking rocked his ass. And I don't know how much weight he had on you.
He had 70 pounds.
Yeah, and you fucking hit his ass like a fucking heavyweight. And it rocked his ass, dude. Like, he was fucking out. It looked like his fucking legs were gone, dude. It looked like he was out on
his legs
fucking
feet. Hold on. You hear that, Mental Stanley? You fucking delusional motherfucker.
You're a
pussy. You hear that, bitch? You fucking
you're
retard.
You're a pussy.
You fucking retard.
You're a pussy.
You need mental help,
you're
dude.
You're a pussy.
You need mental help, man. Can you believe it? That retard's still in the... He's still in the queue, man. He's still in the motherfucking... Oh, man. Zero fights, no girl, no wife, man. Going
over time. I don't understand, like, dude, I'm just going to be straight up with you, dude. I would be mad as hell, and I would have no respect for you if I thought you sucker-punched a vulnerable victim.
No, that
dude,
motherfucker wasn't vulnerable.
You agreed to box a fucking dude with weight on you. Like, I don't get where these guys, like the guy you're talking about, that, you know, they called in earlier. I don't get where these people he can call you a pussy. They're calling you a pussy, saying your tactics are fucking cheap shot or whatever the fuck
they
want.
They can say whatever they want, man.
It doesn't even matter. But
video
I'm saying, like I said, dude, if it was a fucking woman carrying two bags of fucking groceries, or even with no groceries, I'm just trying to see how pathetically the way they portray it to be. They portray it such heinous, like it's such a heinous crime. You're talking about they're calling you pussies because they disagree with your tactics to a fucking heavyweight champion, being Deontay Wilder, to fucking skilled boxers, because I don't know how many of those motherfuckers you fought, and fucking Marines, who knows how many of those motherfuckers.
Marines, I beat 18 Marines.
So, like I said, I would have no respect for you, but I mean, you're talking about fighting fucking Marines and fucking heavyweight champs.
I even beat a Navy SEAL.
A Hall of Fame boxers, you know, it's crazy. Like, it's not like you attacked fucking Mayweather Senior. I mean, it was Mayweather Senior. Yeah, he might not have been a world champion, but he was a damn good fighter, and he still is, you know, when he gets in these heated moments, claims to still be a fighter. So, like, it's crazy to me for them to call you a pussy. I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't have the balls to get into the ring with Deontay Wilder. I don't have the balls to go fucking, like, just balls out on the fucking UFC, dude. I don't, man. I mean, that's just straight up. Like,
man, Jill Waller. What about Jill Waller?
And
Waller? That
I damn sure ain't
like
going to walk up in Mayweather's senior's gym fucking solo or maybe with one or two dudes and fucking challenge every fucker.
I was literally solo against 40 people, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, dude, that's not a pussy. A pussy is like hitting a little kid.
I'm the greatest of all time, bro.
A pussy is hitting a fucking woman. Like, that's a pussy. So I don't get where there's no logic behind this shit. There's no logic behind the argument, you know? It doesn't matter who you fight, dude. If it's not presented to them in a sugar-coated way,
yeah, but you
then
know that,
mate,
like, UFC,
what
whatever. Like, I have not seen any dives on the UFC. I just think they know how to wrestle, but they're not good with their hands. But I don't, like, they can go on. I just have the beef with them because, like, I beat up this one Bellator dude, and that's, like, then it became street, and then we got into, like, some street shit. I punched him in the face, and like, the whole UFC shit, like, but whatever. But I'm not going to accuse the UFC of being fake. Maybe their fights are real. Maybe. But the box rack shit, none of those guys are champions. None of that. Maybe a long time ago, like Sugar Ray Robinson, Rocky Marciano, and I'd kill those two if they were still alive and fighting. I'm saying maybe like a long time
Sugar
ago.
Sugar Ray Robinson? Did you throw him in there?
Sugar Ray Robinson.
I don't know about that. He could move, dude. He could move and bang. So that would have been a good one right there because you guys would.
Yeah,
well,
but he had 200 fights.
The same
he
way.
Had 200 fights.
Yeah.
He had 200 fights. I have more wins than he has fights. And he had 200 fights. Meaning I'm 201-0.
Yeah,
and he's 173 and 19 and 6 draws.
So
and
yeah,
he,
for
and
sure.
He fought
and those were within his weight class.
I fought heavyweights and cruiserweights.
Yeah. Well, and those were, you know, within his weight class for sure. But, like,
no, I'm saying those. If you want to look back at that time, like John O'Sullivan, like real, like bare knuckle shit, like 100 years ago. Yeah, okay, but in today's fake Dancing of the Stars boxing era, should I call it like that or whatever? It's not, none of those guys are champions, man. They're not champions. Don't fight once a year.
Records. A lot of the records.
They're not, none of that shit. It's all a show, man.
Yeah.
Before I got into the before I started fighting, for, like, you know, in the underground, like as often as I do now, I try to deal with these box fight clowns, and they would all they would do is dude, call this promoter, call that promoter. This show is going to be on this day. I'm like, okay, it's where? They give me the address. I show up there. I'm like, all right. So they're supposed to put me as the main event. Then one guy pulls out of the car. Some guy tears his ACL or whatever. Some bullshit happens. They cancel the whole thing. And then one guy doesn't sell enough tickets. They cancel the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm not going to be a part of this garbage. You know what I mean? I want to, like, I'm wasting my time. And then next thing you know, I'm like, fuck this crap. And I just started going to gyms, knocking everyone out. And guess what? I started meeting these guys at the gyms. These guys that I was supposed to, like, Jill Zavala, heavyweight MMA UFC fighter. But this guy, Jill Zavala, was literally like, you saw that fight, right?
Yeah, he'd do it huge.
Bro, that guy would fucking, no, that guy would seriously knock Deontay Wilder out, bro. That guy was a beast. Like, against me, 8-0. Yeah, but that's against Charlie Zia. I'm the best fighter, bro. Like, you know, I proved it. I mean, like, I beat him the way I trained, the way I fight natural, you know what I mean? But against other guys, Gio was killing him. Which makes
yeah, for
my
sure.
Look
like
even
they
better,
need to go back and watch some of his fights before you fight.
Yeah, man. I posted
his
fights.
The way he would finish people and shit.
He knocked so many people out. He ground and pounded some guy in a cage for real, not staged. He ground and pounded the dude real bad. Then he knocked some. He hit some guy in the temple, knocked him the fuck out in the ring in big ass crowd. And they always tell me, "Oh, how come you never fight in the crowd?" Because I'm a real fighter. But I beat the guy who won in front of crowds. So that makes it even more unique. That makes it even better.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And like, now that I'm 2-0-1-0, these motherfuckers would never, ever give me the opportunity to, these box rec clowns, they would never, come on, 160 fighting 250-pound UFC fighter, they would, the word sanction, they would never sanction that, man. But hey, the underground sanctions
yeah,
it.
Sure.
The underground sanctions it. Ain't no fucking sanctions. Ain't no damn sanctions, man. Everybody fights everybody. That's the real fight world, man. And the Anthony Thompson dude, I'm telling you, that guy would outbox Deontay Wilder.
Oh, he was slick, He was slick, dude. He had skills, for sure. But he wasn't bitter about it.
Wilder has not done anything.
He was cool about it.
What?
He was cool. That Anthony Thompson dude, he wasn't bitter about the loss. He
no.
was a man
Bro,
about
I've
that shit.
I bled his nose. I bled his nose.
Yeah,
man.
But he was still cool, though. He handled it respectfully.
Because
he
he's a real fighter,
won,
man. It's like, the UFC, this UFC pussy, he was like, again, and Chuck Liddell, when I punked him in person, he was like completely terrified of me. Liddell was more terrified of me than this guy. It may sound like crazy, like this guy was super scared of me, but Liddell was even more scared of me. Liddell like literally picked up his arm. He's like, ah, man, I'm cool, man. I don't want any problems with you, man. And then when they interview his ass, he's like, oh, yeah, I just felt sorry for him. I didn't want to hurt the kid. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here, man. Who's going to fucking admit that you know, they got punked? Who's going to admit that they're scared? Nobody's going to admit that shit, man.
Dude, even if someone does, it doesn't matter because you're going to have all these fucking clowns that will always find some excuse to make it irrelevant. So,
man,
I mean,
Liddell's way too wide open. I would catch him easy.
Like, you know, like, dude, it doesn't matter.
Bro, I've seen
dude.
Him fight. I've seen Chuck Liddell fight. I've seen him. I've seen his right hand is literally a knockout waiting to happen. Meaning a knockout waiting to happen. He's you know no you get what I'm saying, right? He
yeah,
telegraphed
for sure.
So much that he's like asking to get knocked out.
Yeah,
and I'm so fast.
Put him in front. He might have been a minute. He might have been a legend in MMA, you know. But
I mean, legends don't walk away, bro.
But what I'm saying though, in MMA, but if you would have put him in front of a good counter-punching boxer,
I'm not even
a
counter-puncher. I'm just I rush. I'm a volume puncher. I will force him into an exchange, and as soon as we get into an exchange, I'm so much faster, more precise than him, that I would get the better of him in that exchange, and I would put him to sleep.
Yeah, I can't speak for him. I haven't watched, you know, like much of his fights and stuff. I don't watch a whole lot of UFC stuff.
But
I know that UFC did.
Liddell,
you know,
easy work, and he hasn't fought in like God knows how long. And he ain't no damn, there's no way he's a fucking legend, because the legends don't run away like that, especially when you're in front of your wife, man. And I'm going to Russia, bro, to be with my girl.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Over there?
Yeah.
Over there? You know how it is in Russia, bro. Over there, it's I mean, I went to Ukraine and
lawless,
I tore shit up. But Russia's even tougher than Ukraine, bro. So, I mean, they're all going to lose. All the motherfuckers are going to lose.
Yeah, so you're going to be fighting in August, too?
Yeah. I don't know what day, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was thinking of doing it. Well, I already won the day before yesterday, but I'm saying now I'm kind of calmed down. I got to win. I fight every month, man, 23 months in a row. I'm just saying, like, now it would be kind of cool to actually beat a real motherfucker in Russia and post it on YouTube the same day that this Mayweather McGregor shit, and then be like, what the fuck was that garbage? Look at the huge son of a bitch I beat. You know, yeah, what the fuck is this fucking Toys R Us circus going on, man? Toys R Us belt.
Dude, it's a show. There's no way I'd get my money to watch fucking a scripted fucking dance between Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor. It's not a real fight, dude. It's not a real fight. They already know who's going to fucking win. It's not a real fight. These are the same people that believe wrestling is real and shit, you know?
You said I'd beat Mayweather. Of course I would, but I'm too big for him, and I'm too strong and fast for him. But McGregor would be complete.
Sure.
What?
Dude, McGregor, you're too powerful for Mayweather Jr. Like, you're too big. You outweigh him, and your punches are way too fucking vicious for Mayweather Jr. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd kill him. I really want to knock this guy out. It's not even about the haters anymore with him, because I know him personally. I mean, come on, man. There's a history. We've knocked his dad out. I've seen him 2 times in real life when I was a kid. We didn't like each other. And, like, man, it would be great. But look, if the guy doesn't want to fight, he's terrified, he doesn't want to. Look, if somebody knocks your dad out, even if you're the underdog, even if you're going to lose, fuck it. You know, you should still fight in honor of your dad. Mayweather got knocked out by me, as much as I hate him, I would probably give him a little bit of respect if he put on the gloves and got knocked the fuck out by me, which he would. But if he actually did and said, fuck it, I'm going to do this in honor of my dad, and I'm going to fight Charlie Z in a real underground fight, no headgear, small 8-ounce gloves, winner takes all.
Dude,
if he did that shit, I would actually beat the fuck out of him, and I would actually maybe, I would still hate him, but I would give him some sort of respect. I would be like, fuck it, at least he put on them damn gloves. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he would.
Yeah, I feel you, dude.
Yeah. Fuck it, I beat this UFC guy. I mean,
that guy
would sit on Mayweather, man.
Well, yeah, dude. Mayweather wouldn't step in there with that dude. Hell no. He'd be like wanting to catch weight and all this shit.
All these haters talking right now. Talking. Would they fight? Would they two-piece that motherfucker?
They haven't even had a fight.
He's out right now. He's at Balboa.
It's out there. If they
Balboa
want it, they can
Street,
go get it, man.
24-hour fitness. Balboa Street, San Diego. You know how he looks,
dude.
Like. Go challenge him. He's there every single day. See, I just made it public on the radio. They're not going. Nobody's going to challenge him.
Well, I'm just saying the fights are out there if these clowns want them. It's out there. They can go get it. The same way you go out there and you go get it. The fights are out there if you want to fight. But you can't sit behind a keyboard with no fights talking shit to a guy who's had 201 fucking victories, who's fought the fucking heavyweight champ.
Oh, you're talking about Nicholas Stanley, the retard?
I don't know any of them. I don't know any of them's name, dude. I just know that, like...
All of them, all the crazy motherfuckers.
That there's not logic behind a lot of these arguments that I read, you know, of like, what is this shit, man? Like, you know, I think I'm trying to click on, like, your video or something to send you, like, a message saying what's up, you know, because I've been, you know, hadn't talked to anybody for a while. And then I'm going to click on it. It's like some other dude saying he's Charlie Z. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's weird, dude. It's just weird. Weird shit, man.
The people in San Diego were playing my fight when I knocked out Wilder today, man. Plenty of fans are
really?
Right.